Ready. You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 6, Episode 4, Flooded. Warren, Andrew, and Jonathan, bothersome geeks who Buffy has had to deal with before, have now banded together to form a supervillains team whose
Dun
new
dun
mission is to
dun.
kill the Slayer.
What?
Hee.
My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Rob.
Rob! Hey, hello, Rob.
It's so exciting to be here. I've waited so long.
So
oh my
long,
God.
4 years.
Let me tell you a little story about this quick. When I signed up to do this podcast, this particular episode, I was very, very worried. Once I did the math of how many weeks it would be and how many episodes there were, I was worried it was going to interfere with my wedding. I am now married almost 2 years, and I'm very excited to be here still because I have been listening to you guys since the first episode. I was in the first 50 Facebook friends. Yes, I saw you on. I don't get to post as much in the Facebook group as I'd like to, but. Yes, I am a big fan.
Aww, thank you.
Nice.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, saw you on Weed and Nesk way back when. That's what I was trying to say.
Nice.
This is my fourth, what am I drinking? Old Fashions. I'm from Wisconsin. Oh. I'm drinking an Old Fashioned.
An Old Fashioned. Very nice.
Wow.
I'm having box wine and some rice crackers.
Oh.
Hopefully John Pavlich doesn't cut me a new one.
I'm having an Amstel Light right now. That'll be my fifth.
Yeah, as long as it's not a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Really? I feel
I would
bad.
Drink PBR.
I'm rocking a Coke Zero. Ugh.
Nice. See, I have those in the basement fridge for the rum and Coke.
Just plain old Coke Zero out of the can.
All right. I have to start this podcast with a unilateral decree.
Uh-oh.
And this unilateral decree is, on Potential Cast, we shall refer to those three guys as the Big Bang Theory.
Aww, come on.
Yep. We're going to call them the Big Bang Theory.
Well, I
don't
know.
I think only you're going to call them the Big Bang
That's
Theory.
Fine.
But what I want to know is this the beginning? Is this the first? Because I feel like this is where this whole geek is in style, geek is the cool, geek is cool came, started
geek
here. Geek chic
really?
Started mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
You think so?
Is it? I don't know.
Because they're the furthest thing from chic I could consider.
And I just want to say, I love Douglas Petrie. Great.
Petrie and Espenson this episode. Espenson. I was very excited. It's quite the weird team up.
Yeah. They're both, well, which, and but then again, they're both very funny.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
They both wrote it?
It was co-written.
Okay.
Yes.
Ooh. So is Joss like, did he fire himself?
Who?
The what?
Whedon. Joss.
Yeah, Joss is not really the executive producer right now. Marty Noxon is the executive. She's the showrunner.
So is this because of Firefly or Dollhouse? No, Dollhouse
not
was after
yet.
Everything.
Not quite yet. He's off, what did I say, at the Cape.
He's writing a very special episode that's coming up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Where they kill Buffy and Tara and everybody slaughters each other. By the way, is this the first episode of the season with the updated title sequence, or have I been missing it this whole time?
I think you've been missing
it. You've been missing it.
Yeah. Because it's awesome.
Have you noticed that the hero stance or the hero shot is not Buffy? It's actually the bot.
Is it?
Yeah.
It totally is.
I'm watching it now. Let's see.
And I love Big Mango Knives that clip made it in. Sorry, that's what I was excited about.
The what?
Big Mango Knives for Willow.
Oh.
Buffy bot.
That's hilarious. I didn't notice. So, can I take a moment and talk about how plumbers are the worst humans?
Please.
Plumbers are the worst humans because they take a skill, which, granted, it's a skill that's important in our society, and they charge you so much.
Okay, wait. Are plumbers the worst or electricians?
Bricklayers.
Considering that electricians could factor in danger pay, I'm going to go for plumbers.
Yeah, well, plumbers have to worry about getting wet.
Yeah, but wet.
Although it was pretty funny when Dawn got soaked, so.
That was awesome. That was my favorite part of the episode. Yeah. I'm surprised it wasn't like suds.
I love that the mystery. You think that Buffy is like stalking a monster in her house or something,
mm-hmm.
and it's the leaky.
The leaky pipe.
Mm-hmm. Well, is Mr. Drippy all right?
So can I? Hey, Rob. Should I go ahead and tell them who the big bad of the season is yet?
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
But
okay.
I can guess.
This is my thing. I started watching this in season 3 based on Entertainment Weekly's awesome suggestion. And this whole time I have been remembering what I was going through watching this originally. Like after right. Buffy died at the end of season 5, they told us right away. There were articles about how she was going to be back as her.
Mm-hmm.
We just had to wait to figure out how. And I remember after this episode, the posting boards were crazy. As if, like, is this it? Is this really the big bad? We have this, oh, no, this can't be. What, really? These three geeks? Are the big bad? Everyone's like, is it the big bad? And they were not happy at the time. What are you guys thinking that?
I hope it is them.
I hope it's Willow. That's what I hope.
Yeah. Willow's getting super bitchy. So I'm super cocky.
You mean super attractive and hot and amazing?
She's arrogant and turning into a complete ass.
Well, see, I was thinking more along the lines of the leaky pop.
Oh,
the leaky pipes are the big
bad. No. that's something to say for the end of the season. The comments that were made from the writing staff about that, I think. Anyway.
Oh wait.
Okay.
I know what the big bad is.
What?
Crippling debt.
The big bank.
Which, by the way, if Buffy was set in Canada, they wouldn't have any issues. But moving on. What the
Universal
fuck is a hospital
healthcare.
Bill? What the fuck is a hospital bill? I don't understand what they're talking about. But anyway, I digress.
Ooh, don't go there. Don't go there.
Gone there, been there, had an overnight stay, and all That's I got true. For it was not even a t-shirt. I didn't get a bill
I've
or anything.
Learned so much more about Canada from this podcast than I ever
I know it's terrible. I'm not a propagandist. Most of the time.
Actually, the last the first podcast I was ever on also had two Canadian hosts. It was actually a Guitar Hero rock band podcast.
Nice.
Oh, no way.
That's amazing.
That was the first one I was on. And I got to go up there a couple times, meet with those guys. And Canada is very, very cool. I made it as far as Sudbury from Wisconsin.
Sudbury? Nice. Did you go see the Big Nickel?
I did not.
Oh, what?
I was much too busy playing rock band a week after it came out. So. Mr. Lemonade!
The nickel, man. The nickel.
Sorry. Back to Buffy.
Back to Buffy. So Crippling Debt is the big bad, or those three geeks are the big bad. So remind me, I know who Jonathan is, and I know who the Buffy Bot Builder is, but I forgot his name.
Warren.
Warren?
Oh, he's such a slam bot.
Warren?
Oh my god, they're hilarious.
And I couldn't remember the other dude.
And the other guy...
There's a reason for that.
Right. Okay, go ahead, Rob. Tell
him. You want me to take this? This is my big trivia for the episode.
Awesome.
The guy who played Tucker, who is Brad Kane, by the way, was not available. They were originally going to have Tucker, who did the Hellhounds at the Prom mm-hmm. episode,
mm-hmm.
bring him back. He was not available, so they used Jonathan Link. Is that his name? Link?
I don't sure. Link is know right. Jonathan's I forget. Last name.
What?
I don't know Jonathan's last name. How crazy
no, not Jonathan.
Okay.
Not Jonathan Buff, not the actor who plays Andrew. Tucker, he means.
Andrew.
I mean, Andrew, oh, okay. Sorry.
I'll look it up later. Anyway, so they used him and made him Tucker's brother instead as a capo. But Tucker, by the way, not only was the singing voice of Aladdin.
Oh, my God.
He was also the singing voice of Jonathan in the Superstar episode.
What?
No!
Yes, he was.
Oh, that's cool.
Brad Kane. There you go. That is the smart comment via my wife, by the way.
Love it.
Nice.
Whoa.
Jonathan Levin.
That's amazing.
And I totally expect her to come down from upstairs where she's listening to this and tell me that I'm completely wrong on the actor who played Andrew and tell me who his name actually is. But that's neither here nor
so,
there.
So, we have Jonathan, Warren, and Andrew?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Andrew Wales.
The Jaw. We'll call them Jaws. I don't
know. Do you like to know what the period was called at the time?
Don't tell us, Steph.
Are we going to...
At the time, either called them the Trio or the Geek Troika.
Ooh. The Geek Troika?
Troika is awesome. Let's talk about Xander distracting Anya's angst over not telling people they're engaged with a kiss.
Oh. Sorry.
I love it, Gabby. You're the best.
And then she's totally like, you tricked me! And then she walks away. She walks away.
Mm-hmm. As well she awesome. Should.
Yeah, stupid Xander. Just tell people or break it off.
We're over it. But hey, this is the season of everybody hiding stuff. We discussed this.
Yes, his name is Tom Link. Hi, dear.
Everyone has a secret this season. We're going to find out Dawn is hiding something. Spike's going to be hiding something in the next episode. And then like episode 8, 9, or 10, somewhere around there, they're all going to reveal something about themselves.
Dawn is
That's
pregnant.
That's my prediction.
Dawn is pregnant.
Good night.
Dawn is pregnant. Dawn is pregnant.
With Spike's vampire baby.
How no, with
James
dare Mar- you.
James Marsters baby. Duh. They're different.
Serious. I'm so excited. I'm the newbie on the podcast I'm on now. I've never been the guy that knows what's coming up before. I'm like, okay, cool. Back to my poker skills from the days past.
Poker face.
Yeah.
So, Buffy goes in for a loan. And her rejection is interrupted by the worst or best dressed demon in the history of the show. I haven't quite decided.
Okay, do y'all know Todd Stachwich?
Nope.
No.
He's been in everything.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
Is that the loan officer or the demon?
The demon. Okay. He's great. Okay, he was in Supernatural. He's been, Men of a Certain Age, which was an awesome show.
He was in that show.
Yeah.
He was in Angel.
Was he? What was he in Angel?
Give me a minute, I'll look it up. You
some kind of demon?
Okay. Or the other stuff. I forget. He was one of the demons.
Yeah, he's kind of a day player guy, but I love that guy. I follow him on Twitter. He's a great guy. What about so what do y'all think Buffy should do if she has no money coming in? What do you think the answer is?
Sell the house.
Get a freaking job.
Sell the house, move to a smaller place.
But she has all these people. She has Tara and Willow.
Oh, she's not responsible for them.
And Dawn has to go to school
for them.
And what is she going to do?
Time out. Do Dawn and Willow pay rent?
Tara?
Do they?
Probably not.
They're in school.
But they're stacking up. They're living in her house, and then I got a little pissed off when we found out that she was broke because they were spending all her money.
I had to take out student loans to pay my bills for rent, and when I was in college, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
They had no right to take all of that on themselves. And seriously, it pissed me off because I'm like, have they spent like all of the money? They spent all the money. They spent all of not their money.
Right. Well, there were a lot of hospital bills, too.
Oh, my gosh.
What? What's that?
Shut up, Canadian. Doesn't concern you.
No, it doesn't.
She'll find a way.
This is what she will.
Agreed.
Find a way.
So Buffy gets turned down for a loan. The demon shows up and these mysterious hands steal money.
He played... the Volca demon on Tushanshu in L.A.
Oh. I, there you go. A demon. Come on, guys. And then we get Willow trying to piss off Buffy some more.
Okay.
And she entertains the thought that she and Riley had an affair. And I could not stop laughing.
It was very funny.
That was awkward.
Do you think so?
That was the funniest thing ever.
What?
She was trying to get underneath her skin.
And she was so bad at it.
But Buffy is not like a jealous person like that. I don't get it.
She has to be insecure. But you're missing the most important part of that scene. Fucking bra watches back, bitches. Yes, whoa. It is.
Somebody she's wearing just woke a up.
Nude bra, white wife beater tank top.
The wife beater tank top is the best Buffy
thank
outfit.
Thank you.
Hilarious.
Finally.
As a
fan
of this show, I have missed bra watch.
Wait, well, bra watch has missed you.
Took her four seasons to put a bra back on. So.
Ooh,
you can even see the outline of Willow's bra in the same scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's distracting or wait, sexy, whatever.
Whatever.
Can we back up a little bit? Buffy bought report cards to apply for a loan.
Yeah.
She's so innocent.
Yeah. And also, did you catch the gun?
Yeah.
Guns are never helpful.
Guns are bad. Thanks.
And then she throws it and it goes off. That was weird.
That was awesome.
Don't bring a gun to a kickboxing fight.
Stupid skirt.
That was that's funny. Okay.
That was amazing.
Cute.
And also, Sunnydale's property values, for some reason, have never been competitive.
Hmm. I wonder why. Cue the demon.
Guys, I would like you to meet Darla.
Oh, Darla.
Hello.
Willow is around here somewhere. And then we have, this is Saffron, actually.
Oh, our Mrs. Reynolds.
Yes. They're all Whedonverse named, but.
Awesome.
Well, if we ever get a new pet, I'm totally going to name it Jonathan. And I'm not telling my kids or Christine why. Jonathan! So they're letting.
It was weird seeing him again. I thought he was done.
Nope, he's not writing award-winning screenplays yet.
All right.
It's also a Jane Espenson script, so you know how Jane loves Jonathan.
It's a good point.
So this is why everyone loves Jonathan.
Is this why everybody loves Jonathan?
I don't know.
Honestly, I love Jonathan, and I think Superstar has a ton to do with it. But you'll just have to see how long he sticks around.
Okay.
And then Andrew, I mean, I think Andrew is a very captivating character. I don't know if you can tell so far, but...
That's the guy who did the Buffy bot?
No, Warren did the Buffy bot.
Yeah,
the brother of the...
The father's cousin's former roommate.
the one that did the flying monkeys during the play?
What the hell? When did that happen?
It happened in season 1.5.
I guess it was in a comic.
It would have been one of the episodes in the animated series had it happened.
Animated series?
It was kind of like...
We got listen now. Wow.
Linda, listen.
Listen, honey. Steph, what would you like to say?
This no podcast is degenerating. I'm going to have more wine to keep it.
I feel right at home. I feel like I'm back on a drunk cast episode of Observer Cast right now. It's awesome.
I would like to say that train of thought, I've lost it again.
All right. I'd like to talk about the triumphant return of Giles.
Oh my god.
I'm happy he was back. He's finally back.
If that scene where Giles walks in and Buffy looks up at him with those huge eyes, if that does not bring a tear to your eye, then you have no heart.
What's a heart?
Wow. Stephanie, I have something to say.
Uh-oh.
What?
No, I'm kidding. No.
I have no heart.
No.
But really, okay. Yeah. You know, just when Giles leaves, he comes back again.
Yay!
You don't really have time to miss him until he's back.
Did you miss him?
I totally missed him! You know how I've been bitching about, well, a lot, but how it doesn't feel like the same show. And now he's back, and it's starting to feel familiar to me. And I wrote down
in my notes... Giles and Buffy reuniting is possibly my favorite moment of the entire series so far.
Oh.
Really?
I loved it.
Because, I mean, she looks like such a small child. The way they shoot her, the way they film her, she looks like a little girl looking up at her father.
I love Giles so much. He's so awesome.
He was great in this episode. And his one-on-one scene with Willow. Are you kidding me?
Damn. That was awesome.
Amazing.
Oh, it was so good. Did you guys notice? We have to skip to it. Okay, let's skip to it. And without saying anything directly from the episode, but did you guys notice how she was on track to being apologetic and mild-mannered? And demure, and then at that one point where she was like putting him on notice, and then immediately switched back.
She was spooky.
She's so close to being my ideal woman.
Or at least your ideal
with
Willow.
Dark evil powers.
Oh, I love that scene so much.
Oh, what just happened?
Oh, I don't know. Are you watching Sports Ball?
Oh, no. Robin tweeted and it went to my iPod that's been sitting underneath my bed like a...
What is that? But, okay, Giles mentions that he met with a council. So he is back being a watcher.
Because yeah, and we had someone on the Facebook group today remind us that Buffy had them reinstate him.
Okay.
Since checkpoint.
And I should have remembered that. I did an Illyrian Terry, but I forgot about checkpoint because it was so Riley-centric. By the way, are these geeks playing Doom? Because it looks like they're playing Doom.
Oh, what are they playing?
It's really shitty frame rate, early 2000s first-person shooter. I can't tell what it is. And it's behind them. So, are they just letting the demo play? Is this like what geeks do?
Yes.
Wait, you never did that?
No, because when there's a video game on my TV, I'm usually looking at the TV and going, why did I pick Peach? I should have picked Toad.
Oh, when you play Mario Kart.
Couldn't you just be Yoshi?
Super Mario 3D World.
Oh.
Folks, it is the
ball. I don't know, I was all about the Zelda at the time.
I would be Yoshi.
Oh, sorry, it's actually my intro song to my trivia game every week.
So we find out that Buffy can't sleep because she's having dreams because she woke up in a coffin.
I would have dreams because of that as well.
Yeah, that is very disturbing.
That's kind of horrible.
There's another thing she shares with Katniss.
Katniss Aberdeen?
I volunteer for tribute.
I know her.
And what's her face from Kill Bill?
The Bride. Uma.
La Bride, yes.
Uma.
Or La Bride, I should say.
Oprah.
I was wondering if you were going to go there.
I always go there. Anytime I see Uma Thurman in anything, I always go, Uma? Oprah.
Oh my God.
Worst Oscar host ever.
Pretty much. Who was that? Well, apart from Billy Crystal, who's the worst human.
Who was the worst one?
Letterman.
Uma, Oprah? Oprah.
All you did, all me.
Letterman.
Anyway.
Oh.
So yay, Giles is back.
Yay, Giles.
And Willow was a complete bitch to him.
Amazing.
So good.
We find out that
she was about to emphastic.
No, she wasn't. It's the emphastic.
Emphastic.
She was pronouncing it like muffin.
Like mba.
Nice, Robert. Real nice.
He's a mercenary demon.
Those would be awesome.
They usually are.
With his red leather shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
It was rad.
It was rad, wasn't it?
Were you guys surprised to see Jonathan and Co?
Yes.
Me too. I was like, oh, yay, they're back.
I really never thought
I was going to see that guy again.
Yep.
And
me
too. They added a much-needed levity to the season.
Yeah.
You didn't like the season? The way it was starting off all slow and pensive and morose and depressing, and oh my God, Buffy was in heaven and now she's on this hell on earth?
Oh, my God, Regine and Doug Petrie.
That's
a funny episode. Yes.
It's hilarious. I could not stop laughing.
Yeah. And Buffy slowly getting back to the Buffyisms that she did. You know, the horrible puns before fighting and all that stuff. Mm. Even though at the beginning when she was staring at the water, I was like, oh no, was that this episode?
Yep.
Right. Yes, because pops first.
Yeah, when she was at the sink staring at the water, oh God, what is this? You know, but then she's snapped out of it. So
the last little bit of comatose Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God she did not reappear.
Not yet, right? Right, guys? Right?
Okay, and And then Spot comes to visit her again.
Barf, 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 barf.
Yeah, so she talks about how he's always around when she's miserable, and he says, well, he's around when she's alone. So she's miserable when she's alone.
Aww.
Barf.
Oh, he's so sweet. I love him so much.
I keep thinking when she goes into the backyard at night, I'm like, okay, 3, 2, 1, Spike arrives. All I think of is like Home Improvement when Tim Allen goes to the backyard.
And Dr. Wilson.
He sees Wilson over the fence.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Well, right before that,
that's a deep cut right there. Damn.
Well done.
So, okay, so back up. Before that, there are the trio with the evil trio or whatever they're called. When they're trying to get rid of the demon. And okay, so Warren says that he doesn't want Buffy to die. He says that he agrees with Jonathan and Andrew that, you know, they're not going to kill Buffy. But he, you know, goes off and gives Fashnik Demon her address and tells the demon to go take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's thinking, well, either she will take care of him or he will take care of her. One or the other, it'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
So you see that Warren is he's the dangerous criminal, you know, that Jonathan and Andrew, they still have some good in them. They're not all bad. They just
don't want to kill Buffy. No, they just want money and girls and freeze rays.
Yeah.
I have the list right here. May I?
Yes.
Yes.
They want to control the weather. They want to miniaturize Fort Knox.
I think I know where you're going with this.
They want to conjure fake IDs. Shrink Ray, whoever that is. Girls.
Stop it.
Girls
again.
And something about a jetpack, I think. The subtitles were blocking it.
I think they were Joss's first incarnation of Dr. Horrible, is what I think.
Oh.
I see that.
Interesting.
What's a Dr. Horrible?
Go to bed.
I haven't seen it, guys.
My gosh!
Really? No, you're kidding.
I haven't seen it yet.
Really?
It is awesome.
It's really short. It's fantastic. And it's really awesome. That's what she said. I love musicals, too.
It's funny. I hate musicals, and I like that.
My kids know all the lyrics to all the songs.
Oh, I don't think that he's I just think he wants to get things in motion, because how long have they been this super nerd club? Like what, a couple months maybe?
147 days.
Right. So maybe he's just like, okay guys, well, if we're gonna do this, we gotta take it to the next level. I think he just wanted to get that demon like out of his face so he can go back to playing video games, really. That's why he gave him Buffy's info.
Here's what I really want to know from you guys, so from the newbies. What do you guys think of the Nerd Trio? What do you expect from the Nerd Trio?
Honestly, at this point, nothing. Go ahead, Illyrio.
I expect them to supply us with some diabolical stuff that gets in the way of Buffy.
Yes.
But they're not actually going to be the big bad. I think the big bad is hopefully going to be Willow very soon.
Oh, I'm most definitely sure it's going to be Willow.
Mm-hmm.
The way that it's ramping up, she is just on...
Right up the ramp!
Yeah. I think, like you just said, there'll be a little distraction here and there, but Or they might, no, yeah, I think, yeah, there'll be a little bit of a distraction. I was going to think, oh, maybe they'll join forces with Willow for something, but no, I don't think so.
I don't see them being, I see them being not a threat at all. It's more comical to me.
Comical.
They're like the Wile E. Coyote.
If anything, they might turn on each other for a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe in one episode.
Yeah, I don't expect much of them besides adding some comic relief. I don't see them as being an actual threat. I was completely stunned to see them all, and it made me a little. I'm telling you, this was absolutely a hysterical episode, and I loved every minute of it. It was so funny to me.
I think honestly, awesome. They might even have to go to them for some help, like the Scoobies later on, like because they know a little bit about spells and such. They might go to them for help to help them bring Willow back, because I feel it, Willow is going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they might, the Scoobies will ask them for help eventually to bring Willow back.
Okay, did you notice there was a couple of times when Giles like reached out to Buffy to like show her affection, and Buffy just like
recoiled or just walked away?
Just walked away. What did you make of that?
Because she's not comfortable being back here. Her PTSD. Mind is elsewhere.
Post-traumatic stress is what I would chalk it up to.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it's because she doesn't care for Giles. I think it's because she's just not comfortable with being herself yet. Or possibly ever again.
It could be.
Okay, so the
so I think
he comes in and he knocks. I'm sorry, Kim. Go ahead.
No. I was just gonna tag on to what you're just saying, because when they were sitting on the couch there, and he reaches out to just like touch her hand or whatnot, and she'd already gotten up to walk away. That triggered his little one-on-one speech with Willow and sort of, you know, reprimanding her for bringing Buffy back, because he realizes she's not the same person.
I didn't make the connection there. Okay.
Well, they've been saying, dropping little hints and getting on Willow for a while now about her, you know, with her and her spells and that kind of thing, and trying a little too much and whatnot. This is kind of a long time coming, I think. I don't know.
Oh yeah, they've had little hints, you're right, throughout. We've even discussed, I think Illyrio first picked up on it when he's saying how Willow is much stronger than Tara.
Tara mentions it, and why are you gonna fuck with Ripper? Don't mess with Ripper. That was really super disrespectful of Willow.
Oh yeah,
it was ridiculous.
The dark side is
seriously.
The hubris is quite strong with this one.
You guys realize that this Willow going evil theory has already been gestating for like a year and a half, a season and a half, I should say.
We've been talking about it for a while.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Illyria has probably been talking about it since what? Episode one?
Yeah.
It only feels that way.
You just won't let it go, though. Persistent, at least. All right.
It's like we're so close. We're so close. I want to see it. I don't want to wait. I just want it to happen.
Agreed.
All right, I got one more piece of trivia for you guys. Sure. Our newish character of the Geek Troika, Tom Lank. You've actually seen him before on Buffy. Any idea where he has popped up before in the series?
This is the redheaded guy?
Tucker's brother with the play
was
monkeys.
Was he in that club where they were all trying to be vampires?
At the Bronze.
He was definitely featured, but he was never out of vampire makeup in the episode he was in before.
Oh, he was one of, I think I read this, he was one of Harmony's minions.
Yes, he was. In Real Me, he was one of Harmony's minions.
Cute.
And that's all the trivia I have for you. Thank you for coming.
Awesome. Well,
anything else to discuss?
I think this episode features a couple of really important bits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't point them out, even if it sounds a little repetitive. Buffy is getting back into the rhythm of things. And we as viewers are getting a taste for what the future of the season is actually going to shape up. Hopefully these three Big Bang theories are going to provide us with comic relief, but also a little bit of plot. And hopefully Buffy is going to get back into her old ways. And we're going to have Willow and Giles facing off at some point. That's what I'm
Interesting.
Thinking.
Interesting.
I think it's going to be Willow against everybody.
Even Tara?
Yeah,
like I said, hopefully it'll happen exactly the way I said. Buffy will somehow be responsible for Tara's demise, at least in Willow's eyes, and Willow will just lose it. Or Willow finds Giles and Tara in bed.
God.
Could be as easy as that.
I doubt it.
Yeah, me too.
I doubt that very much.
We have some feedback if we don't have any more points. Let's listen to what Moira Brown had to say.
Hey, potential cast, it's Moira. I just watched Flooded. Couple of thoughts. Kind of neat they brought Jonathan back. I wasn't really expecting to see him again, but I'm disappointed that after all the times Buffy's helped him out and, you know, he already, I thought, had learned his lesson about kind of overstepping his bounds in a previous episode, I'm disappointed that he's being kind of lame and greedy and taking the easy way out. I don't know. I thought something better would come of him, but I don't know, maybe we'll see how that plays out. I thought it was quite intriguing that, at this point anyway, the only person who knows that Buffy was in heaven is Spike, and that secret that they hold between the two of them might end up being a shaky beginnings of some interesting new bonds, so
I know.
Play that one out, because I'm thinking more and more it's pretty clear that they're gonna draw up a more strong link between those two and make them a couple.
Bark.
That's what I'm predicting. I know Kim will be horrified at that. Sorry. That's my story. And Olivia wants to be thrilled to watch evil Willow, the hints of evil Willow anyway, peeking out from her little happy facade when she was talking to Giles. I mean, for her to say, you know, you better not piss me off, I couldn't believe it. And I thought, oh my God, maybe Illyrio's got a point.
Don't steal my quote.
I don't really think she's ever going to hurt or kill Buffy. Sorry, Illyrio, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I do think she's a bit drunk on her own power. I don't know. That's worrying me. I think at some point she's going to overstep or something bad is going to happen. And Willow's going to end up quite embarrassed and chagrined at what havoc she causes. Alrighty, that's it for now. Love the show this season. It's amazing. Every episode's been great so far. I'm excited. All right, talk to you later.
Bye, Moira.
Bye, Moira. Thank you so much, Moira.
Oh, we forgot to mention something.
What?
Angel called.
We weren't there yet, were we?
We were doing feedback. And usually we do that after we're done talking. Yeah, Angel called.
Okay, I was going to ask. I'm like, oh, crap. I'm like, why aren't we watching Angel at the same time? Is there going to be one more crossover?
No, not really. Okay, I know what I lost my train of thought earlier. Leanne, okay, you said when we talked about how Andrew planned the flying monkeys during the play. I think that happened about the same time that Buffy and Angel were meeting up when we didn't know it. Because they have a place that they meet up halfway and we never knew it. So they're still keeping in touch and seeing each other. Interesting. And what did Buffy say when she was walking out the door?
She has to go now?
She has to go right now.
Like that type of thing?
To Giles.
I don't remember.
Thanks for taking care of this.
Yeah. Thanks for taking care of this for me. That was weird. What did she say?
Like, it's like she's shirking off her responsibilities.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a note here that she leaves Giles holding the bag. I mean the book. He literally had, like, the book of the ledger of their finances there.
I don't know. I was so excited when she said it was Angel. I'm like, oh, hell yes. What is happening now?
Well, I mean, I just feel like they put that in there to, because you're going to say, okay, the last we saw, Willow went to Angel and said Buffy's dead. Now Angel needs to know that Buffy's alive.
Yeah.
So they're still seeing each other and keeping in touch.
By the way, Kim, Nutty here on our YouTube broadcast has the greatest comment ever. She says, Kim should record a Dr. Horrible commentary.
Yes!
Do it.
It's on Netflix as one 42-minute thing.
It's only 45 minutes long. It's awesome. Like an episode of Buffy.
You should totally do that, Kim.
I'll do it.
Yay! Awesome.
You will not be disappointed. It is awesome.
Or if you will be, it will really be entertaining.
Also, it's really nice to compare that to what's coming up pretty soon.
Oh.
Okay. Compare and contrast. All right. Facebook feedback?
I have some here.
Got it?
I have some here. Where's the thing?
I've got it. I got it.
Go, start.
Bob we'll alternate. Bob says, Jonathan, Giles, and Gillow hit a little bump in the road with a magnificent argument. Tom Link, Andrew had previously played Cyrus, one of Harmony's minions.
That's where I read it. Dylan says, Gak, I really want to hear where do you think the nerd, the geek, and the dweeb fit into this season plot? And man, what a perfect time for the house water lines to blow. That is one of my worst nightmares. Return from the dead, only to find out that my bills have been piling up all this time. Please kill me now, again!
We never actually talked about, like, the culmination of the title of the episode, with them getting the Mephashnik demon getting beaten up in the water-soaked basement.
Oh, yeah, I had a thought occur to me while I was watching that. Didn't they pull the water out?
That's what I thought. I'm like, mold, hello.
You don't leave water in there. Mold. You gotta pump that stuff out, man.
Well, but it's got to have, the episode has to end where it starts.
Oh, of course it does. It's so gross.
But that's good storytelling. That's good writing. It's
terrible hygiene.
That it has to come full circle.
I think someone came up with the title of this episode and made the, made those plot points around it, and the rest of the episode not dealing with the title was really it's good. Terrible. But like when I remember that it's flooded, the episode's called Flooded, I'm like, ugh, that was so stupid. But all the rest of this stuff is awesome that doesn't have to do with the house.
Yeah.
Well, I just remembered that there are a lot of episode titles that are pretty ugh.
And I hate to say it, but more so in the 6th and 7th season.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dylan finishes with, "You'd think Willow and Tyra would have covered some of the bills since they moved in. Worst roommates ever."
Exactly.
Yeah. Vial says, "This episode is not a favorite, but it does have some good parts. I love it when Dawn is sitting on the basement stairs and gets blasted by all that water." And the Willow and Giles scene, loved all the things he said to her about bringing Buffy back. Go Giles. I was not expecting that, or what she said back. That was a bit chilling to hear that from her. What happened to Willow over the summer? There's a noticeable change. In the gift, she gets all nervous because she didn't want to be the big gun for Buffy, and now she is a more confident and cocky Willow. Will, don't go all Heisenberg on me.
Willow is the danger.
But I do like that they're not all like jumping for joy and euphoric that Buffy's back. There is a bit of reality that, hey, you're not supposed to mess with the order of things. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's gone.
All right, so Vial finishes up. That Warren guy's back. So much hate. Gat, when do you think Xander is going to tell the gang about the damn engagement ring already?
Never. He's not. They're going to break it off.
I think it's going to end.
Yep.
I give this episode 6 out of 10 Giles hugs.
Aww. What a great rating system.
That is a good rating system. Rachel says, Willow experienced all the pressure of having to save the world whilst Buffy was gone. That is why she stretched her limits. And arrogance came from being mostly successful. Giles was shocked and emotionally battered by finding Buffy back and also didn't handle it too well. Willow and Giles are both wrong in how they handle this situation. Also, I like to think that Tara and Willow had enough on their plates financially supporting Dawn and running a house for the months that Buffy was gone. They wouldn't have access to the summer's bank accounts. What Buffy is dealing with is additional expenses outside of day-to-day costs and her mother just went through. Very expensive medical treatments, whatever that means, and death and funeral. I'm not really sure how much rent Tara and Willow are expected to be paying to cover those thousands of dollars.
Grant says,
something.
It's Jonathan.
Jonathan!
Bros.
Yes, bros.
No, stop reading. Anyone who says bros, you're denounced and rejected. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
They didn't write it bras. You're okay.
Bras. What's up, bro?
That's Irie. Everything's Irie.
That's Irie.
Okay, Grant finishes. Jesus, Trachtenberg can scream. I think Giles' reaction to Willow is technically right, but there's a lot of cognitive dissonance there. He loves that she's alive, of course.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, Angel reference. But guess we aren't allowed to talk about that now, Redemption Cast Forever.
Nice hashtag. Harold says, don't these guys have their priorities all wrong? First, you have to build the shrink ray before you miniaturize Fort Knox. Also, is it just me or is Willow starting to look like Vamp Willow? Oh, yes, she is, Harold.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed her clothes are getting darker and darker.
Harold can send in voicemails to intro to Briscoe, but he can't send in voicemails to us.
Snap.
Exciting.
Maybe he's just a Carlton Cuse sycophant.
You've been called out, brah.
Rachel says, Harold, maybe you read it wrong. It's miniaturize Fort Worth and then shrink Ray, whoever Ray may be.
Bruce says, bank robber for us demon. Very rare. I guess with the dimension walls opening up back in the spring and then a gang of demon bikers, the folks in Sunnydale just aren't all that surprised at the goings on anymore. Wonder what happened to that dragon. Also wonder if Anya was right about Xander proposing because he thought the world was going to end. Not a great episode, but some of my favorite quotes in the entire show.
Isaiah says, the Observer Cast domination continues.
Ray says, yes. Another one that isn't one of my favorites. I feel like Buffy having financial troubles rings true to real life, but I don't believe it makes for the most compelling TV. I want to see Buffy battling evil, not battling foreclosure. But maybe that's just me. I think the two major highlights are Giles' return and his scenes with Buffy and Willow and the introduction of the geek trio of supervillains. I feel like because the mood of the show is so down and depressing right now that I like the thought of giving Buffy more of a comedic villain so that it's not all depressing all the time. Plus, after battling a god last season, they really couldn't top that, so why really try?
Hmm.
Yeah, interesting, right?
Thanks, everyone. Steph, do we have any emails for Flooded?
I think
we have the voicemail that I played, but I don't think we have any emails. Thanks for
Simone
feedback.
Simone didn't get an email in?
Simone!
She got one in for Afterlife. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Hey. I think we should rate. Rob, you may go first.
I love the introduction of the geek trio, even if the Mufashnik demon was only so-so. Giles' return, epic. Some more Buffy Spike progress, shall we say? Overall, I really enjoyed this episode, much better than I remembered it, actually. I will give it 8 out of 10. Not a horns.
Oh, come on. Wah, wah.
Mm-hmm. Kim?
I really enjoyed this episode. I like because we're sort of, I believe, on a mini upswing back from the depressing start that we've had so far. I liked it. I liked seeing Jonathan and the other two guys. I honestly didn't know who the third guy was because I was trying to remember, oh, this is probably like something in season one, but now listening to you guys explain that the guy that they wanted wasn't available. So I was like, oh, great. I don't feel so bad that I didn't know this guy because like nobody did. Mm-hmm. And Giles. Giles is the best. Giles with Buffy was amazing. Giles with Willow was amazinger. If that's a word.
It's not, but go on.
Why not?
And I just like that Willow is evolving into something dark. And of course, any mention of Angel, I'm all about it. So I'm going to give it, I'll also give it an 8 because I know that we're going to get even better. So I'm going to give it 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 broken tables.
Nice. Gabby! Steve.
Oh my god. I loved this episode! I hearted it so much! We have the funny, which is always, you know, what attracts me to an episode. It makes me like it a whole lot. We've got Giles back. We've got Brawatch back. As much as it was shocking and unsettling for Willow to be such a humongous biatch, it was fantastic! You can see all these things that we've been talking about or wanting to happen seem to be doing what we will it to do. It's fantastic. Laughed a bunch. I was still super pissed off about this whole money and their shacking up in her house and in Buffy's house business, but whatever.
Right on.
The big fight at the end was amazing and brutal, just absolutely fucking brutal.
Yeah, she went all Mel Gibson in The Patriot on that demon.
No, it was ridiculous. So I am going to give it 9 out of 10 copper pipes.
Nice.
You're so fun.
By the way, folks, a little bit of advice. Don't go for copper. If you have to do a repipe, go with the Plex pipe.
That's you can make money on copper pipes.
Yeah, I know, but go with the Plex pipe.
My hands are going to break into your house. number.
So I'd like to rate it now, if you don't mind, Steph.
Go right ahead.
This episode was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Willow is getting even closer to turning evil. The way she talked to Giles, the way she talked back to him was fantastic. Giles is back. Yay! I think Dawn trying to do research is cute, especially when she got all embarrassed because she saw some kind of demon penis or something. I'm especially enamored with the fact that these three guys, I'm really hoping that they're going to be, can I say this? They're going to be the Buffy versus Lone Gunman, is what I think. They're basically going to be these three idiots that show up every once in a while, and you're really happy to see them, but in the end, they're not going to be that consequential.
You know, Robin wishes he was here so much right now. Yeah.
So I'm very much. I really liked it. It was fun. It was nice. And, So I'm gonna give this episode 9 out of 10. Ridiculous periscopes.
Yeah. Did Kim go?
I'm here.
Did you go?
I did, yes.
Oh, okay. I love this episode. I think Jane and Doug Petrie are so funny. And I think that, yeah, the depressing beginning of the season, I hope that that's over with and we're now having fun. There's no melodrama. There's no soap opera-y, just sad stuff. To fun and light, and I love how it started with the flooded basement and it ends with the flooded basement. That's just great writing, and how it, you know, she's flooded with water and she's overwhelmed in debt, and I can't think of anything to take off point. So 10 out of 10.
Wow.
I don't know. Evil trios of
nice.
Evil.
Evil trios of evil.
Very good. Sorry. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
I think it's time for people out there to find out how they can contribute to our show by sending in feedback. And I think Kim might be sleepy bye-bye, so. Rob, what email address should people send their feedback to?
Oh, I believe it's potentialcast@gmail.com.
That would be... Oh, Kim, are you up?
Yeah.
Yay! You can follow us on the Twitter sheet with @potentialcast, and you can join the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/potentialcast, potentialcast.com, release the episodes there, and you can call us, 270-40-BUFFY. I'm so glad we didn't have to change the number, and Buffy's not dead. It's quote time!
Would you really have changed the number?
No. It wouldn't matter. No one calls it.
Paul Mackey used to. Now he sends voicemails. Like voicemails.
Voice firing alive.
Rob, what's your quote?
I just record my voicemails when I send them in. Of course, it's been since the Yoko Factor, since I sent you guys anything. My quote! But I haven't been spending any money. I've been all dead and frugal.
There goes one of mine.
Amazing. I love that quote.
Kim?
Oh, hold on. Someone else go. I gotta turn on my iPad.
The magics I use.
This one cracks me up. I think about this quote all the time. Who'd be calling? Everyone I know lives here.
That is true. And I immediately thought of Angel.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
If I'm out with my friends and my phone rings, I'm like, who's calling me? We're all in this room together.
The magics I used are very powerful. I'm very powerful, and maybe it's not such a good idea for you to piss me off.
So great. My quote came just before that when Giles says, "You're a stupid girl." Oh, that set her off. I loved it. I loved when he said it and his back was to her.
Yeah.
So good.
Mine happened way before that. Really? Hey, you tricked me. Just now, with your fancy talking and lips. You keep doing this, and I keep forgetting, and you keep stalling. They're so gonna fucking break up. Oh my god.
Yep.
Oh my god, there's so many good ones this episode.
I think I have one honorable one. Oh yeah. Well, I know I'm back in America now. I've been knocked unconscious.
Yep. That's what I'm talking.
I love this one. I still can't believe we did it. We can do anything. We can stay up all night if we want.
Well, what the hell are you doing? Pissing you off? Yes, true. Why?
I also had a good laugh when they had their little mini flashback scene. It's like, so, you guys want to team up and take over Sunnydale?
Oh my god, that was so great! Awesome. That's so comic booky. That's very comic booky.
It's so funny.
Ahead of its time. Ahead of its time!
Well, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that too, like when they had that little mini flashback scene. There are so many shows today that do that. But it's like, it's tighter and a much quicker, like How I Met Your Mother is famous for that.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, One more episode. This was the beginning of the self-referential, postmodern, geek-ish chic. Just, I don't know. But if anybody has any other ideas, you know, than what I'm talking about, just write in. Tell us.
Family Matters? No.
Geeks of the World Unite!
Or not,
I think,
you know.
I think Steve Urkel was the original, wasn't he?
Oh, God.
No, because that was looking at geeks and saying...
Laughing at them, not with them.
Geeks, not saying, I know my audience.
Did I do that?
Actually, I hate to say it, but the Lone Gunman had a lot to do with that.
Yeah?
Just Steve Urkel?
Oh, Frohickey. You bastard.
Cut that mullet.
No, how else is he going to look like Garth from Wayne's World? And we're digressing. Hey, Rob, thanks for joining us.
This has been a blast. Oh, my God.
Where can hear you?
You can hear me on ObserverCast, the Fringe intro cast at observercast.blogspot.com.
So you're on the cutting edge. What do you guys talk about?
I do got to say, though, that it is always so much fun having both Kelly Jo and Simone every week that I get to deal with. And Aisha, too, of course. I love her, too. But so you guys know Kelly Jo.
Yeah, Kelly Jo. She's the originator of GAC.
Yeah. What season are y'all on now?
We're just starting season 4, and we are looking for guests. So if anybody listening to this wants to join us, you are more than welcome.
Yeah.
Which one was that for?
Fringe.
Fringe.
Observer. No, okay. I thought you said a different name for a podcast. I'm sorry.
No, ObserverCast.
I love Fringe.
Well, thanks again for joining us. It's been a pleasure. Steph.
Thank you.
Yes.
What are we doing next week?
Next week, season 6, episode 5, Life Cereal. Life Cereal.
Cereal Life?
I gotta say, real quick,
or this Life Cereal.
On my list of the most underrated episodes of the entire series, and I'm really disappointed I didn't get to be a part of it. But yeah. This has been a lot of fun, too. So.
Awesome. All right. Well, to our 13 viewers on YouTube, I'm going to stop the broadcast. We'll see you next time. And for those of you that are listening in the future, past, I'm going to bust a little copyright law here for a second. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Here's the perfect song.
Bye, guys. I will talk to you next time.
Bye, Cam.
Bye, Cam.
Guys. Good night.
Good night.
I've got to get up early, too.
Yeah, I have to work like 11 hours tomorrow.
Laundry day, see you there. Under things, tumbling. Wanna say, love your hair. Here I go, mumbling. With my freeze ray, I will stop the world. With my freeze ray, I will find the time to find the words to tell you how you make me feel, what's the phrase, like a fool, kinda sick, special needs, anyways. With my freeze ray, I will stop the pain. It's not a death ray or an ice beam, that's all Johnny Snow. I just think you need time to know that I'm the guy to make it real. The feelings you don't dare to feel, I'll bend the world to our will, and we'll make time stand still. That's the plan, rule the world, you and me, any day. Love your hair.
What?
No, I love the air. Anyway, with my freeze ray, I will stop.
So, I'm going to go upstairs and get some wine.
Woo! I will do that also.
It is so drunk cast.
I'll be back in 45 seconds. Kim, power nap.
Already ahead of
you. Wow.